Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. I'm glad to have you with us. I have a really, I think, important, powerful show today. I hope you listen. I'm going to repeat this half hour and the second half hour because I think this is really important, and I hope you'll understand more about what I mean as we get into this. Glad to have you with us. I'm going to say a lot of stuff that has needed to be said for a long time, and I'm probably going to get in a lot of trouble for it, and I really don't care anymore. I'm tired of organizations putting out junk. I wish I could say the word I want. Putting out junk because they're high-powered. They make lots of money. They have lots of attorneys and all the other stuff that goes on. But it's hurting people. It's hurting vets. It's hurting the elderly. It's hurting lots of people because of the tenor of what's put out. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. This is one time I don't want to be an attorney. In fact, I've never wanted to be an attorney. And nothing I say should be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. I have a California insurance license have had for 50 years. Doesn't have anything to do with anything, but there's a stupid rule that says I have to say that because this show might secretly be about insurance. And I am sick of that kind of stuff coming back to hurt seniors because they're being made afraid of anybody, including their shadow. And I'll get to that in a minute. I'm not securities licensed, don't want to be. And remember, everything I talk about on this show is my opinion and my opinion only. It is not anybody else's opinion. It may not be based on fact. It's my own opinion. And last time I checked in the United States, we're still entitled to our own opinion. And today I'm going to talk about my opinion. And you can either do something with it or you can ignore it at your own peril because you are being taken advantage of by tons of nonprofits around the state of California who profit from your ignorance. I don't know any other way to say it than that. They keep you ignorant. They make you ignorant. They want you to be ignorant. And so do certain, I'll get to that in a minute. My contact information, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, 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 assetsandaging, and I will calm down shortly. Because I want to use my words cautiously but effectively. As that old word, old language used to go, I want to husband them well. As you know, I've been doing this show for 20 years. And by the way, I have an upcoming workshop on the 7th of April. You are now not going to want to miss. And again, I'm going to repeat this half hour and the second half hour. But not the 7th, the 27th. Only 12 people are allowed in, because that's all the room I have for. But I'm going to be talking to you at that workshop about what I'm going to talk about today, and that is, how would you like to know for a certainty, or as close to a certainty as possible, that when you need to, Medi-Cal benefits are available? How would you like to know for a certainty, or as much as you can get close to, that you'll get veterans benefits that you're entitled to when you need it, despite what everybody's trying to tell you? How would you know you could get, like to know for as close to a certainty as possible, that you can get in-home supportive services and you don't have to lose at all? How would you like to know you can get PACE, adult daycare for someone with dementia, if you need it? You know, everybody out there on one side of the spectrum is talking about Medicare for all. But when you really start talking about healthcare, California is loaded with nonprofits who want to make sure you don't get the healthcare to which you're entitled. And what I've been reading from different places in the last week and that people have sent me has set this off. In fact, one elder law attorney wrote me, the other day and said, "How do these people hold the high ground? How do they manage to hold the high ground? Does nobody pay attention to what they're saying?" People who are lobbying in the assembly who are not registered lobbyists, people who make millions of dollars a year by referring people to the plaintiff's bar and then get a 15% cut of whatever the lawsuit is. People who do you know we're the only major state in the United States that does not have an elder law section of the bar? I'm not making that up. We are the only major state in the entire United States, and last time I checked, we're the big one. We do not have an elder law section of the bar. They have been banned from putting together an elder law section by nonprofits in California, my opinion only, who have intentionally prevented this from happening because there's one nonprofit that makes $25 million a year. There's another nonprofit that makes $5 or $6 million a year in California dealing with senior issues, and they make over $1 million in commissions from attorneys who pay them a fee. In fact, if you call their office and you need an attorney, they'll refer you to one, but everything that attorney makes, they got to pay 15% to the nonprofit. Now, so they have a vested interest, a lot of these organizations, in making sure you don't get the correct information. In fact, many of these organizations back in 93 or whatever it is, when the granny goes to jail rules passed, they were all apoplectic saying, oh, they were getting stuff out saying, oh, we can't do Medi-Cal anymore. If you do Medi-Cal, you're going to go to jail. Granny's going to go to jail. And everybody knew it was never going to be enforced, but they made millions of dollars off of that fear. And now they're making millions of dollars off of the fear about veterans' benefits. In fact, many of these organizations were responsible for the change in the VA laws that have now made it almost impossible for veterans to access benefits to which they were entitled prior to October of last year. And a lot of these organizations continue to market in fear and innuendo and all that kind of stuff. I want to read something, and I've got to be careful because I don't want to read it exactly as it is. But it asks if anybody's heard of Veterans Aid in Attendance. Well, of course you've heard of Veterans Aid in Attendance. I've talked about it. I know several attorneys who are, not authorized. That's a wrong word. Approved veterans advocates. Okay, I know one person in town who's not an attorney who probably knows as much about VA as anybody who's accredited, there's the word I'm looking for, by the VA. I know other people who are not attorneys who are accredited by the VA. And they talk about aid in attendance all the time. I've heard about it all the time. People talk about it all the time. People talk about Medi-Cal all the time. You're told you're going to lose your house. You're going to told you can't make gifts. You're going to be told you have to spend down. I can go to their websites and read this stuff to you, folks. It says you got to be aware of experts, in like parentheses, who promise to qualify you for VA. They're predators. So these attorneys that I know who are accredited VA agents, and people I know who are not attorneys who are accredited VA, are really predators. They're predators. They've been approved by the American Legion must be predators because they're approved. Because the only people they say you should go to is a county veteran service office. Well, I'm here to tell you a lot of county veteran services office don't know you know what from the other place. I'm not an accredited VA agent. Let's get that out, sir. But I love vets, and I love the benefit called aid in attendance. And I understand the new rules, and I understand how they work, because I've spent some time doing them. I understand where they came from. I understand that they were in the comment period. I understand that some of the language was actually written by not the veterans organizations, but by other people, not by the VA. But these people out there trying to help you with VA are predators. Only call us. And yet they don't say why. They just, and somebody else sent this to me. An accredited VA attorney sent this to me, by the way. There is so much misinformation, and it's purposeful. It's not accidental. It's purposeful. There are lots of people. I used to go to meetings of some of these organizations, And you would sit up there and they would say, well, you can't believe the Medi-Cal. You can't believe whatever. I went to one meeting once when one of the very high mucky mucks at Medi-Cal made a presentation. And as that person walked off the stage, the head of the organization says, well, you can't believe anything that person says. So all the attendees are now led to believe that this person from Medi-Cal, who was honorable and above board and very knowledgeable, we shouldn't believe anything they said. I've been listening to this. I don't know if I can. I can't use this word. I've been listening to this stuff now for 30 years, folks. And it's not going away, and it's not getting better, and no one cares. No one in the legislature cares. These people are allowed to walk around the legislature without any repercussions. Nobody ever asks them a question because there's not a legislator in California that understands Medi-Cal, long-term care, or senior issues. Not a one. Not a one. In fact, a lot of this stuff comes from a former state senator who got a burr under his saddle over something and passed a bunch of stuff that he thought was ultimately protecting seniors, when in fact what it was really doing is hurting them. And he did it all at the behest, proudly, of several of these organizations. I'm telling you that you can know for as close to a certainty as you can get, I can't promise anything in life except death and taxes. Other than that, and that if you find the right woman, you'll have a great life. I found that person, by the way. I'm very lucky. But as close to a certainty as you can get, I can tell you that you can get VA benefits, and you don't have to go to the county veteran service office, because they don't really know anything, most of them. They don't know how it works. They don't know the regulations. I know the regulations more than most of them. The accredited agents I know absolutely know more about this than they do. I can tell you for as close to a certainty as possible that there are things that work, I'm not going to go into them, that can help people get aid and attendance and begin to plan for it, even though there's a quote-unquote three-year look back. I can tell you for as close to a certainty as possible that that's possible. And my workshop on the 27th, I'm going to talk about these things. And my workshop on the 27th will not be free. If you really want to know how this stuff works, it's going to cost you $35 to come. It's going to cost you $35 to come. Some stuff I saw this week changed my mind about this. And if you're really interested in knowing for a certainty, or as close as you can come to one, that you can get VA benefits if you're a vet, and you can get survivor's benefits if you're a surviving spouse, and you can get Medi-Cal that will help pay for nursing homes without losing everything. Did you know that? That there's not a three-year look back. There's not a five-year look back. There's not a 27-year look back. They're not going to come and take your house after you die. Did you know that? Do you know how to make sure that happens? But I can tell you for a certainty, or as close as you can get to one, that if you do if you follow what the rules are, just follow the rules, that you will not lose your house and you will not lose anything to an estate recovery. I can tell you, you can get IHSS, in-home support services. I've gotten people IHSS. And if you're married, there's new rules that says you get to keep about 10 times more than you used to be able to keep. They're called spousal impoverishment rules. They've been in effect since last year. California sat on them for 5 years, and they sat on them with the help of some of these nonprofits. I'm not a big fan of nonprofits. If you look at most nonprofits, who does the money go to? It goes to the people that own and operate or whatever, the nonprofit. It doesn't actually go out to anybody. They're not giving money to help the homeless on the street. Not all of them. I'm just saying a lot of them. If you go to GuideStar.org, you can look up any nonprofit's tax return, and you can look on there and see how much they pay their employees, how much they pay the president, how much they pay the chairman, how much they pay their aide. You can see how much money actually. A lot of it, they'll say, it goes to programs. That means they do seminars or pamphlets or whatever. Goes to programs, but it doesn't actually go to help anybody in a nursing home. It actually doesn't go to help a vet pay his bills. You can learn a lot about nonprofits by going to GuideStar.org. And if you pay a little money, you can get into because they're public. Nonprofits have to file public tax returns. So you can go there. You can go on another website called No Secrets, where you can accomplish the same thing. But when you really start to look into some of these organizations, you find out they're not really what they say or what their name is about. Would you like to know for as close to a certainty as possible that you could get help for mom and help her stay at home and help get Medi-Cal to pay for that and maybe help a relative get paid for taking care of grandma? Not in all cases, but in some. Would you like to know for a certainty that you don't, or as close as you can come to one, that if you wind up in a nursing home, you're not going to lose everything and have to pay $10,000 or $12,000? I have a client right now, folks, being charged at a rehab center $45,000 a month. Would you like to know that you won't have to pay that $45,000 a month? And I didn't make that number up. And they're going to a nursing home where the bill's going to be $40,000 a month. And yes, we're going to protect against that. And yes, we're going to help them. If you've been listening to the show for 20 years and you're sitting on your rear ends, let me tell you what, there's an entire industry out there bent on making sure you never know the truth. Never, ever know the truth. Bent on it. Lots of them. Now, don't get me wrong. In every business, there are people who are not honest and upright and all that kind of stuff. I can tell you, I can tell you that not all doctors are honest and upright. I can tell you that all doctors and attorneys are not honest and upright. I can tell you that from personal experience. I can tell you that now all gardeners are honest and upright. But to deny people who need benefits through misinformation and fear, I find appalling. You have a decision to make. You can keep believing the junk that's out there. And it's everywhere. Or you can make sure you're well-armed and informed and knowledgeable about this stuff. I am so sick of people coming to me and saying, "Well, I've been wanting to come to you for 5 years. Well, why didn't you come?" Because everybody else I talked to said it can't be done. I'm seeing somebody today on an IHSS case, and they were told there's nothing they could do to take care of their parents because they made too much money. And it's simply not true, because the spousal impoverishment rules apply, and the organization that they called that told them there was nothing they could do didn't know about spousal impoverishment. So there's lots you can do. You have to make the decision. You know, I already had a radio show recorded for this weekend, and I changed it because of stuff I saw in the last couple days that just outraged me. I mean, imagine a state the size of California that has thousands of elder law attorneys, and they don't have their own section of the bar due to the political pressure on the bar and on the legislature brought by nonprofits who have a vested interest in there not being an elder law section of the bar. Just let that sink in for a minute. There's a plaintiff section, there's motorcycle attorneys that have a section, there's defense attorneys that have a section, there's everybody has a section of the bar, real estate, but not elder law attorneys. There's an estate planning section of the bar, but not elder law attorneys. And there's a reason why, and I don't have time to go into it. I will just tell you, it's political gerrymandering. It's fooling around with the system. It's organizations who would lose money if there was an elder law section of the bar. So here's what you can do about it. You can get to one of my workshops. You can get in to see me. And you can learn and make sure that for as close to a certainty as we can get, that if you need VA benefits, you can know how to get them. If you need Medi-Cal to help pay for in-home care or assisted living or the PACE program or a nursing home, you can get them. You can know for as close to a certainty as possible that if that you don't have to wait 3 years, and you don't have to wait 100 years, and you don't have to wait 5 years, and you don't have to spend down, and there's not you don't. One of these things said, by the way, trusts don't work. I could send you to 15 elder law attorneys I know of who will tell you trusts do work. I got bad news for the people who wrote this article, who, by the way, have a vested interest. If you call them, they will send you to one of their attorneys that writes trust, and then it'll be okay. 800-999-8007. You know, the Bible says something about not being blown about by every wind in doctrine. And it's talking about spiritual things. I'm talking about temporal things, but it holds true here. Don't believe everything you read or hear, because there's a good chance somebody has a vested interest in not telling you the truth. 800-999-8007. Get into my workshop on the 27th, or get in to see me. Or you can keep sitting on your rear ends and doing nothing and believing the naysayers. I don't know what else to tell you. If you'd like to know for a certainty that, or again, as close as you can get to one, that you can qualify for Medi-Cal if you need a nursing home, you don't need to lose everything. You can get Medi-Cal to help pay for in-home care. You can get Medi-Cal to help pay for adult daycare. You can get Medi-Cal to help pay for lots of things without losing everything. You don't ever have to have an estate recovery. It's not hard to protect against an estate. It's easy. It's not a big deal, folks. It's done every day by people who know what they're doing. So you have a choice. Keep listening to the idiot naysayers, or after 20 years, decide whether or not I've been saying the same thing for 20 years, and it applies to you. So get off your rear end, go to the phone, and either get into my workshop on the 27th or get in to see me. Otherwise, you're going to fall victim to the people who say you're a victim. You're not a victim. You're only a victim if you don't listen and you don't act, because then somebody's going to come around who's going to profit mightily from your ignorance. And by the way, they've created the ignorance. 800-999-8007, or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging.com. There you can sign up for a workshop. You can sign up for an appointment. You can call me. You can listen to my podcast. You can get archived radio shows. You can do and accomplish whatever you want. You can know this stuff. No one needs to be a victim of people and organizations that have a vested interest in you staying ignorant. No one. 800-999-8007. Assetsandaging.com. I want to thank you all for listening to me for 20 years. I want to thank all of you. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to do this. But for those of you that have been on the fence for the last 20 years, stop listening to the naysayers. Get in and find out the positive steps that you can take to have a positive ending, not a negative ending. Don't believe people that say, you know, what did they say in this thing? Don't trust anyone except us. You can know the truth, and you can access benefits to which you're entitled. You just have to have a little knowledge. So get to the workshop on the 27th. Again, it's not free. It's $35. It's only 12 people, and we're going to talk. I'm going to give you step-by-step how you can know and access the benefits to which you're entitled, either as a taxpayer, as a veteran, as somebody who needs health care, whatever it is. We're going to talk about all of those things in a free an open forum where you get to ask questions. 10:30 on the 27th. Don't miss it. Limited to 12 people. When I get to 12, I have to cut it off because that's all the seats I have. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com. Know for a certainty that you can get help. Don't believe the naysayers who, for their own profit, want you to be fat, dumb, and happy. Thanks so much for listening for 20 years. Look forward to hearing from you either at the workshop or during the week. Give me a call, 800-999-8007. Hope this show was helpful. Listen to my other shows on my website and my podcast every Wednesday live right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Have a great day.